Hey, this is Frank Simon, and I'm here with our guest, Matt Singleton, and we want to talk a little bit about voter fraud.
That's right.
I have an article here from Fox News that says that Pew Research did a study and found 3 million voters that were registered in more than one state. Here's another Pew study that found that there are 2 million dead voters still on the voter rolls. So there are a lot of problems. Someone can find those names and go in and say, oh yeah, I'm this guy that died. Let me vote. So they'll let him vote.
It's very feasible that Trump's early claim that if there's these many fraudulent votes, it could be that Trump did win the popular vote on top of his very decisive electoral win.
The Obama administration had a database of all the illegal immigrants in America, or a lot of them, and they had that list so they could give them money and different kind of programs. They had that whole list of illegal people that were in the United States, and when different states asked for that list to check their voter database, Obama wouldn't give it to them.
I'm going to speculate here, but I do remember, you know, not long after Obama won his election, we had that huge, and I mean, it was a massive census of America taken.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's pretty feasible to me that that could be where he acquired that list.
This is from Judicial Watch on their website, and they said that Florida sued to get the list and won. And they were able to find some illegal immigrants that were voting in their state.
Florida's got a big bullseye. I mean, this bullseye is even bigger than the one with the hurricanes.
Okay? Yeah.
Because honestly, you're geographically located next to several Caribbean countries. Obviously, Cuban would be top on the list. But also, you have to deal with the fact that you have a huge amount of retirees.
Yeah.
So, you know, mixing aliens and retirees who are going to die, you know, in the near future, that makes a perfect crime.
President Trump has established an election integrity commission to investigate voter fraud. So he's looking into that. And Obama administration would not enforce the laws about voter list maintenance. In other words,
it is so amazing what the media, which is supposed to be unbiased, is willing to ignore and
Absolutely.
Forget.
According to federal law, you're supposed to remove the people that have died from your voter list. The Obama administration refused to enforce that law. It's like anything else. If they have a law that they don't like, they just ignore it.
And remember, you know, remember all the tears and all the telltales about what they thought a country on the exact opposite side of the world was, you know, going to do to mess with the reputation of the American vote. Turned out, they tried a little bit, but they had no ability to overcome the votes or anything like that. And yet, it's this same group that was supposedly vigilant that doesn't tell us about how many illegal immigrants are voting. And why, all of a sudden, when you really have stakes in the election, that's supposed to be ignored. That's not a good enough story. But if we can make something up wilder that has no consequence to us, oh, well, now we got to talk.
Yeah. They don't like Trump because Trump is for America.
And
they're against America.
But you know what? They love Trump. They've been, before all this election stuff, everybody loved him. Everybody wanted his money and all this kind of stuff. Okay? But the problem is that he got with evil, corrupted, Hillary Clinton called them deplorables.
These are
what we call American citizens. And so there's nothing wrong with stealing the power of our vote, okay? You remember this. I mean, it's just like economic inflation. The fact is, you worry about this one guy who didn't get to vote because of obvious problems, but then when it comes to stealing from the whole country and stealing the power of their vote, where your vote doesn't count.
Yeah.
All this talk, all of this, like, oh, you right to vote, you know, you want to be a part of the process. No, you're not a part of the process because they just took in votes to outvote you.
And they countered
fake
your
votes.
Vote. Yeah.
Fake news doesn't report the fake votes.
Well, now, if you want to call in and give your opinion about this, the number to call is 571-0970. 571-0970. 0970. So call in and let us know what you think about voter fraud, Voter Registration Act. There's a Voter Registration Act. It's a federal law that says they're supposed to keep up voter registration lists and get rid of the dead people, get rid of the people that have moved out of the state. This is what is going on. Is under Obama, they were not enforcing that law. So all of these people were on the list that really were not eligible to vote, but you could get their name and then vote and cancel or your vote. They have not kept up with that. And the other thing is when there are certain states that say, we think you ought to have a picture ID in order to vote. You need a picture ID to get on the airplane. You need a picture ID to do a lot of things, but not to vote. They don't want that. So
you can affect the election as long as you got like a pen to mark a dot.
Yeah.
But I'll put to you like this. I worked many years involved with elections.
Here in Jefferson County.
Yeah, here in Jefferson County with the voters. And what I've kind of noticed is that, talk about the volunteers, most of them are upstanding. Okay, I've not seen a whole lot of crookedness, you know, expecting that. The processes look good. But the problem is somewhere along the way, and I worked since the Obama election in 2008. Somewhere along the way, there was a new rule. Now, I do recall that Trey Grace, okay, the former Secretary of State, he was good about some of these issues when a group called Acorn was wanting to push this agenda and stuff like that. He just basically, you know, was like, not in Kentucky. I didn't support him versus Rand Paul. I think Rand Paul was just a much better candidate, but he did a good job on this one. And then later, though, I'd say somewhere maybe 4 years later, but I don't have that great of a memory on the, you know, subject, but they did all of a sudden widen. And I have a feeling that it was about the time that Allison London Grimes was elected. I think it was after her election. They allowed for credit cards to be valid for voter ID. You didn't need a picture for a credit card. First thing on my mind is thinking, oh, well, then all you have to do, steal somebody's wallet and say, here, I'm going in. Or maybe they could sign up for that credit card relatively late. And since it's a valid form, then they could have voted that day and that's it. And I have seen that take place. Not often. Most of the voters had integrity and I didn't have to ask them for ID. They just gave me their ID. They wasn't pulling anything out of anybody. They came up. They knew what to do. They're responsible people. They pulled out usually a driver's license. Sometimes a couple other things. On occasions, though, they would give me a credit card. I do my job. But, you know, inside, I'm kind of like, you know, gee, look at all the mischief that you caused just with that little thing.
Another thing I got off of the Judicial Watch website, it says the Obama Department of Justice sued the state of Florida to prevent them from removing dead people from the voter rolls. They wanted those dead people on the voter rolls. Someone could take advantage. And
if you're an honest person, what on earth would make you want to keep dead names on a voter list?
There are other things, too, that were from this Judicial Watch voter issue. So we're going to have to take a break here in just a second. But there's a lot of hanky-panky going on about these voters. So we'll be right back after this break. Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Simon. I'm an allergist and family doctor, board certified in both allergy and internal medicine. I specialize in allergy, headaches, sinus, hives, cough, asthma, hypertension, and diabetes. We're located at 1404 Browns Lane near Norton Suburban Hospital. Our phone number is 895-5088. We can see you tomorrow.
Talking about voter fraud. There was a ruling in one of the states that if you didn't vote for 2 years, they would like write you a letter and ask you if you still live there. And Obama tried to stop that. Obama didn't want you to find out if somebody moved or died, something like that. So it's just a lot of fraudulent stuff going on.
Well, and generally, don't they have a rule that after so many years, if you've not been voting, that you have to re-register?
I don't think so.
Because I think
they tried to write a letter to these guys that hadn't voted for 2 years, and
Obama and his people tried to stop that, tried to sue him if they tried to find out what happened, why you're not voting anymore. Did you die? Did you move out of the state? They wanted to find out why. Now, here's another study. It's called the Old Dominion Study online, and they asked 80,000 people if they were American citizens or not. There were 800 of them that were not citizens, but they voted anyway, and they admitted it, 800 of them. Can you imagine?
The honest liar.
That's right.
Because, I mean, it's like we know that they just admitted that they lied, so they're honest, but they're honest that they are liars.
So just think of the ones that would not admit.
Well, and how much confidence do they have in the corruption of the American government to do that stuff?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just be so flagrant about it. If you're a citizen of the United States, you're the citizen of a nation. And that's one thing that Trump has kind of brought back that the Americans have felt but didn't feel free to say. We are a nation. We are a culture.
Yeah. Well, see, the one-worlders don't want that.
Yeah.
They want America to be brought down so they'll fit in with the one-world
government.
Why don't
we all just come together and worship the elites?
Okay? Yeah. That's right.
You know, I want to bring peace to everyone, and you can all be at peace once you worship me and give me all your money.
Now, here's a book that I've been trying to read. It's called Dinesh D'Souza's book. It's called The Big Lie, and I'm just getting into it. But one of the things he said at the inauguration of Trump in Washington, they had the people up on Capitol singing and praying and giving speeches. And then the cameras broke away and went down to the inner part of Washington, D.C. And there were people throwing rocks at the police, and they were just, you know, causing a lot of trouble. And they said, well, the people are fascists. That's why we're throwing rocks at them. We're hitting them with sticks and beating them up. And it turns out that that's what the fascists do, is they take sticks and beat you. If you do something they don't like, they just take a stick and hit you with it or throw a rock at you. So one of the points that he makes is these left-wingers are accusing average citizens of being fascists.
They encourage the destruction of America.
Yeah.
They encourage the genocide of people who come truly from the American nation.
Yeah.
You know, we have no idea what our real history is. Because of all this propaganda by people who we pay to govern us, even though these people are out to destroy us.
That's right.
And they have destroyed our culture. They have destroyed our history. They have destroyed our religion. They have destroyed our economy.
They're anti-God and they're anti-America. And they're making up all these excuses. Well, I want to take a baseball bat and hit you with it because basically I don't like what you're saying, or I don't like you, or I don't like the way you comb your hair. I don't like anything. So I'm going to take this baseball bat and smash you with it.
And there's a lot that's involved with here. There's a lot of brainwashing. There's a lot of horrible role models.
Yeah.
I mean, in older America, the citizens would have just beat the snot out of these guys as soon as they started hitting somebody with a stick and then did a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
And they would have been put to rest. They're not going to tolerate insurrection. And I know a lot of people have not even been taught what that means anymore.
Well, they want to say, if you say something like down at Berkeley, they had the people come to speak. Well, if they didn't like the person, then they would throw rocks and burn buildings and turn cars over and break things. And then they call the pro-American conservative, oh, you're a fascist. You're a fascist. And they're the ones with the stick and the rocks, but they're calling the other guy a fascist.
Well, and here's what it boils down to. America used to be, you know, you could divide it up in liberal and conservative, but they were all Americans who believe in freedom.
Right.
And unfortunately, we warned our friends and liberal citizens, hey, your ideas are leaving a big wide gap.
Yeah.
This is going to not return very good. As they said, no, we're open-minded. Let's let everybody have their point of view. Well, tyrants started coming in, and liberal turned over into something called left.
Progressive.
Or communist, but, you know, and that's the direction they're going. what happened is that you went from this open-mindedness to this control.
Right.
And this control, I mean, and, I'll put it to you like this. A lot of these people who are, you know, liberal as they've always been, either they've been forced to the right or they've been persecuted by the people they're defending. Why is this? Because they, unfortunately, really are American, and this group hates anything American.
It's the whole anti-America movement, and they want to get rid of America so they can have a one-world government. And then they say, oh, if we had a one-world government, then there would be no poverty, there would be no wars, because everybody would belong to the same country.
Yeah, which doesn't actually have any logic behind it.
That's right.
You know, when you have to carry more people in your car will start to get weighed down. We cannot make this journey with a couple people taking up the slack for everybody else. And right. You see that in places. I mean, even in Europe, some of the German citizens started realizing, hey, do we really want to be paying for Greece? Okay, because that's really what's happening, is that this group works harder and that group didn't work as much. So that's the answer. You want a one world government or any type of, if you want a one world government, you're talking about tyranny. And any tyranny is going to have somebody way up on top and most of the people way down at the bottom.
He goes into what is a conservative and what are they trying to conserve? He says conservatives are trying to conserve free enterprise, political freedom, or constitutional democracy, and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Okay, well, they don't want you to have freedom of speech. You have to say what they want, or here comes the baseball bat, or they're going to burn your car or throw a rock at you and smash you in the head. So that's kind of what it boils down to. You got people who are freedom-loving, America-loving, want to work and just be responsible citizens. The other guy said, oh, no, I want to hit you with a baseball bat. They're violent.
After we get done with this topic, I want to tell you about some research I've been doing that kind of deals with our ethnic and national origins and stuff like that and what has made us unique.
Go ahead.
I was doing some research and I started looking at the Constitution.
There's a lot of hypocrisy going on and we got to take this break, but we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. It seems that a lot of the violence that's going on in America is from the left-wingers. They don't want you around, and if you don't agree with what they want you to believe, then they're going to attack you violently.
Now, basically, I've been doing some research, and this is like somewhat more theological, but I discovered a lot of politicalness to it as well. I found out, and I think, I'm trying to remember where I found it, from Wall Builders, but they gave a really interesting argument, talked about the Seventh Amendment. A lot of times we get so focused on the First or the Second Amendment, we forget there's a lot of other Bill of Rights. Guaranteed, when it comes to court, they would acknowledge the common law and that the common law would not be changed. Now, when we talk about common law, today we would say like American common law, and I think there was a guy, I believe his name was William E. Gladstone. I remember Gladstone specifically, but
yeah.
He talked about the biblical basis of our laws. Well, the American common law is a direct descendant of the British common law. British common law is a direct descendant of Saxon law. Saxon law was put together under, I believe it was King Alfred the Great. Could be Albert, but I believe it was King Alfred the Great. And essentially, he did a lot of reforms to England. He helped England get rid of the pagan nations. And then he helped unite England, okay, into one nation. So you think about the United Kingdom, for instance.
Yeah.
Well, and then he also had literacy, where he started to establish English as a literate nation using the English language in print.
Yes.
He had this powerful movement, and his law starts off with what we today call the Ten Commandments. Mm. So the ethical system of Saxon law was based on the Ten Commandments, a couple other passages in the Torah, and he is said to have translated some stuff. The most popular theologian also, he may have done it too, though, the Venerable Bede. Why did they have such an ability to push forward this Christian England? Well, because according to the Venerable Bede, that King Lucius in the 2nd century had been the first king to pronounce Christianity as the religion of the land. This was before the Nicene Creed was established. So this was the first ever Christian nation. And they had so much popularity with this early church. Now, let me tell you this. not only was the first bishop a guy named Aristobulus, who was a disciple of Paul, but also a famous Bible figure, was the first missionary, and he was a missionary in, according to this, in Glastonbury, England. His name was Joseph of Arimathea, the very man who sold his tomb to, maybe not, he donated his tomb to the Lord Jesus Christ, had took him off the cross, had access to his blood, his flesh, knew that this guy had died, knew that this guy was missing from his tomb.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And there's huge amounts of folk tales about it, but more importantly, new archaeological evidence has shown this. So this was descending a people donated, who's donated their culture and their lives to Christ, and extends to us today in America. If people had been talking about this amendment when all this stuff happened about traditional marriage and all that stuff, because the Ninth Amendment declares that the Eight Amendments, the Bill of Rights, are not to be altered. Okay? So in other words, our understanding of right and wrong were always based off of Judeo-Christian America, always based off of the Bible. And so this is a people that came from God, and they even started to have understandings of rights, which we would never have. You know, the fact that we have an issue about murder, you know, that you can't just go kill anybody because, oh, well, they stole, so I just kill them right off the bat. You know, all right. of these morals and stuff have affected us and created two of the greatest empires ever. Okay? This is a winning combination and a winning culture, and today they are set out to destroy everything that has been put forth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They just want to get rid of America, bring in more and more terrorists, bring in more and more illegal immigrants, make you and me pay for them. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to bankrupt the country by bringing in all these immigrants. And, of course, they take jobs that Americans have, and they take their jobs and their work. And so it's just a bad situation.
Well, and if you look at the history, and, of course, I always keep on recommending BD that we were passing out a couple of years ago, Agenda Grinding America Down. It seems like a very simple idea and a simple plan to destroy the nation, so that once it is broken, they can completely take it over.
Left must not be tolerant of the intolerant. This is part of this book. So it's the whole idea that the left says, well, we're going to call you a fascist, and then we're going to become violent and burn something or break windows. But really, they're the ones that are acting like fascists.
Yeah.
And they're doing it because they don't want your freedom of speech. And the miracles that have happened in Kentucky in the last year.
I remember when Steve Beshear, you know, got on there and acted like he cared about marriage or something because he knew that he was trying to get all these dim-witted Democrats to believe that he was a godly man because his dad was a preacher. Which, I mean, preacher's daughters and sons, not always the best reputation. But then we have Jack Conway come on the scene. He gets there and cries crocodile tears about how he'll never enforce the marriage amendment, because he doesn't think it's fair that the people actually vote something into law and that he has to enforce it. But then, like, right after this thing gets tossed down from the Supreme Court, the 10th Amendment says that they didn't have to listen to any of it, okay, because they're free. That is not in the Bill of Rights. And if it was, I just told you about the 7th Amendment. But basically, what do? He says, we're going to enforce this to the fullest extent of the law. I can break the Constitution, but you can't. He comes in there and they put all this stuff on Kim Davis. And ironically, she's a Christian, but she was also a Democrat. Okay, so it's one of her constituents, or one of his constituents. And he's promising that he's going to, you know, rain holy terror on each church. All this kind of stuff. And thank the Lord, a lot of these pollsters are actually professional liars.
Exactly.
Because 2 days before, they said that he was going to win by 5 points, and he lost by 13.
Okay, Rick, what's going on?
Now, Dr. Simon's having a little trouble hearing you, but I hear
you. No, I can hear you. Okay, I just didn't have the earphone on right. God bless you, Rick. I do. I almost had you do this one because I was in Washington yesterday.
Rick, you're too much competition, okay? I don't want to be, like, taking off the show altogether because I know you're better, okay?
It's good, yeah. Hey, you know what?
Thank you, brother.
We all need to work together. We all need to work together. Everybody's important. All of our listeners are important, too. And God has a reason for them being there, and God has a call for their life, and we need to get going and take our country back. God bless you, Rick. Thanks a lot. But that's the truth, Matt. We've got to work together, and like you say, there are miracles coming down the road all the time. And with God's help, God's got a lot of miracles left.
I'll tell you what, you know, we talked a lot about immigration today, and my heart is this. Not only that we make America great again, but then we could start helping out with Mexico, because our problems became their problems. Our money went to their drug cartels and has been oppressing them. I want them to have as much in Mexico as I want here in America.
Right.
You know, this is about nations need to mind their nations, be responsible, so that we can all be better off.
That's right. Now, that's why everybody needs to get a copy of this Jesus video. It's free. Just call us right now, 895-5025. And birth, the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and an invitation. Give us a call. We'll get that out to you right away, 895-5025. Thank you, Singleton, for being on the program, and tune in again next week for the rest of the news. It's like we're in a boat, and the boat's got a hole in it, and we're sinking, and we need to work together and bail this boat out and put a plug in that hole and get our country back, get our boat back, and with God's help, we can do it. But it's going to take all of us.
The word freedom is only true freedom if it's also responsibility.
Yeah.
If you want to be free, you also have to be, by nature, responsible, and responsible for your home, your country, your family, your friends, your community. You got to stand up.
Well, you know, somebody said, I can't do everything, but you can do something.
Yeah.
And with God's help, if we all do what we can do, it'll be enough.
That's why we also encourage the Christian faith when we talk about community.
Yeah.
Because the simple fact is if you have God in your heart,
yeah,
if you have Jesus Christ in your heart and you follow him in your ways, you'll do things that you could never do on your own. The power of faith can move mountains. Well, what is that one where I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me?
Yeah.
You know, he's got that power. If you tap into him, we'll do things that you could never heard of before. That's why we had a generation that stood up to the most violent men in the world and basically conquered the evil armies of this world,
yeah,
and won freedom for the globe,
yeah,
in World War II.
That's right. You
know, because it was the power of Christ that was compelling us.
Call that number right now, 895-5025, and there'll be an answering machine. And you just leave your name, phone number, and address. And if you can, leave your email, because we'll send you emails about the important issues that are going on in Washington right now. And we'll send them to you in an email. So call that number right now. Get your bumper stickers, your Jesus video. We can turn this thing around. You know, I was talking about miracles, I think of Kim Davis. Now, here's a lady that was put in jail because of her faith in God. The judge said, well, you have to approve all these things, homosexual marriage, or else we're going to put you in jail. So they put him in jail. Next day, there were 10,000 people at the jail standing up for Kim Davis. They are same people are here today, and